Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now, a new zombie drug, which is used to tranquilise elephants, has been linked to a number of deaths in the UK, and experts there are concerned after some vaping products were found to contain the substance. It's called xylazine, but on the streets it's known as Trank Dope, where it's mainly used in combination with other dangerous substances. Professor Eamon Keenan is National Clinical Lead with Addiction Services and is on the line now. Good morning, Eamon.
Good morning, Claire.
It's probably worth having you explain what xylazine is and what it is supposed to be used for.
Okay, so similar to some other emerging drugs, xylazine was a drug which was first produced in the early 60s, and it was looked at for antihypertensive. In other words, it was supposed to be treating blood pressure. But it was never marketed because it drops your blood pressure too much and it causes sedation. So there was no identification of its use in humans. What it did then and what it is used for, it's used in veterinary medicine to sedate large animals. And it also seems to cause, seems to improve pain relief in large animals. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's used for. But what has happened in the recent past is, in North America in particular, there's been reports and identification of xylazine mixed in with some of the opioids, mixed in with heroin, fentanyl and nitazines. And it's mixed in to prolong the effect of these drugs. So often these opioid drugs have a fairly short period in which they're active, and adding the xylazine is supposed to prolong that effect. But the reality is you're adding in a powerful sedative to already a powerful sedative, and the risk of overdose increases. And we've seen in the North America that xylazine has been implicated in a number of overdose deaths, generally in conjunction with opioids such as fentanyl or heroin.
So it's an extremely dangerous drug that should be nowhere near humans for consumption. What can happen with this? I mean, obviously we have the deaths that we have heard about and that we're talking about today, but it can cause other problems too.
Sure. So it could cause fatigue, it can cause sedation, it can cause your blood pressure to drop, it can cause your heart rate to drop, it can cause hyperglycemia or sugar to rise. And with these combinations, it can sometimes be associated with skin ulcers, ulcers on the skin associated with reduction in oxygen to sites on your skin where you may have injected. You also may be very sedated. You may be lying on the injection site, and skin ulcers have been reported with this substance as well. So much so that in some parts of the US, nurses are bringing wound care kits with them when they are doing outreach to people who use opioids.
And I mentioned that it is called Trank Dope. Can you explain why it's been given that name?
Well, it's because it's been mixed in with, it's seen as a tranquilizer for animals, but it's been mixed in with the illicit drug supply market, the opioid drugs, and I suppose that's a catchy name that they've come up with, you know.
Yeah.
I can't control the names.
Eamon, we've seen now today that it has been found in the UK. So how concerned are you that it will be in use here, if not now, then in a very short space of time, potentially?
Well, that's always the potential. And often we see drugs that appear in the UK appear in Ireland as well. We haven't seen it to date in our toxicology labs or in any seizures, but that's not to say that it won't appear here. And I suppose we're all particularly concerned about the opioid market in light of what's been going on in Afghanistan, where heroin production is decreased, and it's possible that we're going to see an increase in synthetic opioids. I was on with you before talking about the nitazines, which we have seen in Ireland, and if these synthetic opioids are mixed in with xylazine, it will be a significant concern.
Yeah, there is a growing problem, and I know growing concerns from our conversations in the past around synthetic opioids and, you know, they're being introduced to the market to see how the consumers respond to them and then withdrawn or rolled out depending on that reaction.
Yes, well, I mean, we had the two incidents before Christmas, and I think we were talking about the overdoses in Dublin, the overdoses in Cork. Since then, we've had, in January, we had a significant seizure of protonitazine by an Garda Síochána in Dublin, over 2 kilograms of protonitazine. And we've had overdoses in the prison setting associated with these nitazine drugs. So it does seem like they're here on the market, and dealers are testing the market, if you like. So we are concerned about the synthetic opioids, and we've provided a lot of information to services in relation to it. We've produced a fact sheet for medics in relation to synthetic opioids. So we're keeping a very close eye on the emergence of those substances.
Yeah, it's particularly concerning, I suppose, that in the UK they have seen this xylazine in vapes, in vaping products. And, you know, we've all heard about vaping products being used by very young people experimenting with them. I mean, that must be a particular concern.
It is a concern. No, I to be fair, I think it was only in a very small number that this was identified, and the use of xylazine is more likely to be associated with the opioids, but it was identified in a vape by the Wednesday Drug Checking Service in Wales. So that's there, and that is a concern, mm-hmm. given the sedation that it can cause.
So what else does the state need to do, in your view, to get ready for the potential arrival of more of these synthetic opioids and the stuff like xylazine arriving here, Eamon?
Well, we need to have a robust early warning system, and we've got a lot of those mechanisms or those pieces of the jigsaw in place. We do syringe analysis, which takes syringes from needle exchange programs, and we analyse those 1 month a year. Maybe we could be looking to expand that, because we did our syringe analysis project in September last year. We didn't identify any synthetic opioid, and yet 6 weeks later we had the emergence of the nitazine. So maybe the syringe analysis project needs to be expanded. We need to look at wastewater analysis to see at a population level what's been circulating. We need to do surveys, maybe web-based surveys, not just the traditional general population surveys. We need to be looking at drug checking. As you know, we do the drug checking, back-of-house drug checking at festivals. That needs to be expanded. And that all needs investment in terms of personnel and equipment to allow us to be able to identify substances and to give out clear messages around the substances as they appear on the market.
Mm-hmm. There's another legal substance that you're worried about too. This is HHC, which is a synthetic cannabinoid. What can you tell us about that?
So HHC is a semi-synthetic cannabinoid that is currently legal. And I think you can get it in vape shops. It appears to have similar effects to THC, which is the active component of cannabis. And we are seeing harms associated with this drug. There was a report in the Irish Journal of Psychological Medicine by psychiatric colleagues in Galway identified 3 cases of psychosis associated with HHC. And our adolescent treatment services are telling us that young people are presenting with low-level depression, with anxiety, and in some cases with psychotic features associated with HHC. So we're concerned about this, and we've provided information to the Department of Health in relation to the health-related harms that we're seeing in services associated with HHC.
Has it been banned anywhere else?
It's been banned in a number of countries around Europe, and I think that we should be looking at the legislation in relation to the substance here as well.
Mm-hmm. Is that your advice to government?
Well, our advice, what we do for government is we provide information in relation to the harms associated with substances, and government then makes that decision.
Okay, so just to explain a little bit more about this HHC, it's a semi-synthetic cannabinoid. So what does that mean essentially, Eamon? Can you explain that to me?
So it's produced in a laboratory. It's not grown from the cannabis plant. It can be sprayed on to products. It can be then produced in liquid, in vapes, and it can be sold legally in some of the vape shops. Mm-hmm. It's also, in some places around Europe, we've seen it advertised with strawberry flavours and, you know, sort of targeting young people in particular.
But they won't know what they're taking. They won't know the impact of it.
No, no.
So can you tell me more about these reports that you've heard about where people have experienced psychosis and you've managed to, or the people dealing with them, the professionals dealing with them, have managed to link this back to HHC?
Yeah, so these there was a report, as I said, in the Irish Journal of Psychological Medicine in February, which identified three cases of psychosis. When they treated the psychosis and dealt with psychosis, they spoke to the people who were who had presented, and they had identified that the use of HHC was a common thread with these three people that had potentially contributed to the development of the psychotic features.
These are very worrying developments overall, aren't they, Eamon?
Yes, and I suppose this is what we've been trying to say, is that these emerging drug trends right across Europe is changing. Its drug services are no longer dealing with the traditional heroin-using population. It's much broader. There's a range of different substances emerging all the time. And all of these new substances that are emerging seem to have more potent psychological effects than the traditional substances. So in some ways, the dealers are trying to subvert the laws. They're producing substances that aren't covered by legislation to mimic traditional substances. So the cannabinoids are produced to mimic cannabis. The cathinone drugs are produced to mimic drugs like amphetamine and cocaine. And yet they're not illegal, and they're trying to promote it in that way. But they do have more potent effects than any of the traditional substances. So we're seeing the changing market, and we need to be prepared and ready for it and have a lot of information for people.
And hugely important then for you to keep in touch with your counterparts overseas, where they might have advance warning for you on what's coming down the tracks.
Yes, we've been in touch with a number of European colleagues in the recent past, particularly around the emergence of nitazenes, particularly in the UK. We've linked in with all the health services in the UK countries. We're linking in with the AMCDDA. We're doing links with the Netherlands. And we had a link even as recently as 2 weeks ago with Australia, where we were giving information about the nitazenes, because people are very concerned about the nitazenes and the emergence of these drugs.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else coming down the tracks that you've been warned about from your colleagues internationally?
Well, I suppose the big concern are the nitazenes and what's going to happen in relation to the opioid market if we do end up having a heroin shortage.
Eamon, thank you very much, and good always to talk to you. That is Eamon Keenan there from the HSE on the discovery of these new drugs, some of them in vaping products, illegal vaping products. And xylazine was the one that we began speaking about. Eamon is the National Clinical Lead with Addiction Services. Coming up next, Molly Martins will leave prison in the United States within 60 days. We'll have the latest on that after this.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.